everyone, it's time for the Fantastic Fantasy Show. Starring the Ginger, the Beastmaster, with special guests Brock Landers and Chess Rockwell. And introducing Joe Young as Orgasmo. And of course, your announcer, Ron Connors. And now, let's start the show. 3, 2, 1, go! Go!
You got the touch! You got the power!
We are back. Fantastic Fantasy Show rides again. That is the name of this episode.
Yeah. Woo. Exciting.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, that calls for a... One more time. Oh, yeah. Whoops. Been a while. A little rusty on the trigger finger there. FFS. Yeah, it's been a while. Been about a month. If you follow us, we both had some things going on. I know Brent was at this hand fishing seminar in New Hampshire for like 2 weeks, and I went to this grave diggers museum in Texas, and that's what I was doing. It's kind of weird.
Exciting! It's an exciting museum. Been there. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, how was hand fishing? The only thing to tell him, I know it was awesome. I already know it calls for us. Exactly. first things first. I've mentioned putting your brother's name in the intro, and I didn't. And now I'm glad I didn't, because he's not present at this show. Where's Andy?
Way to let us down. Way to let us down, Andy. Come on, man.
If you're new to the show, and, I mean, you're obviously not, because we're awesome. Andy's usually in the chat room every show for the whole hour, whether he likes it or not. But he does sometimes leave for periods and go get food. So, but he's in there.
He always pops back in. Who knows where he is?
It's okay. He's cool. While we're on that topic, everyone, thank you. Our last show, In God We Trust, had, as of right now, is up to over 500 listens. Pretty good.
Wow. That's crazy for us, man.
That might coincide with the fact we haven't done a show in a month, so people kept on clicking on that show again. Oh, that one.
That's the one that pops up if you click on us, period, probably gets to listen. It's the first one. But still, that's a lot of people.
But still,
yeah.
That's a big deal.
Still.
I'm pretty pumped
about it. We were talking earlier, about just maybe it's also the fact that it was In God We Trust, and, you know, there was a lot of, like, crazy stuff going on in your state. We're not even going to talk about it, but maybe it all related, and people were trying to find answers, and they typed in, who is God? What is God?
Yeah, and they clicked on our show.
And they found them with us. Yeah.
Oh, they found some answers, all right. They found some answers. Remember, I posted a few weeks ago, it's sad that our most popular show featured the fart app on my phone.
How's that going, by the way? You got any new ones on there? You got anything you want to share with us?
Oh, goodness. I told myself I wouldn't even do this, but since you brought it up, I have to. There is, of course... an update for this month of May. So let me click here. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. May hasn't been over yet. April, we have Buck Nasty by Aaron H. Yeah, okay, there you go.
Buck Nasty.
Buck Nasty.
I tell you, it's so funny that you're talking about. I was thinking, you got to bring this up tonight. Today I was listening to The Nerdist, and they tell this story about Chris going to a zoo and an elephant, like, farting. Basically, you could hear his stomach grumble, and then he talks about how it, like, you see his, like, his butthole cheeks, like, clapping as his air comes out. The trainer, like, runs. The trainer's in the cage when he, like, runs out. And the whole place is all a bunch of, like, kids and, like, school kids, and they're all just cracking up laughing, and he's laughing. He's the fartest. Instead of the nerdist, they were calling him the fartest. That's awesome.
And I bet for the trainer, it all happened, like, in slow motion. He's like... He has a lot of pride in the elephants. He wants them to be respected. Last thing you want, elephants
to fart.
It's
like a scientific.
And, oh, no. No! Yeah, and I bet that was...
It's like you know, it's like a doctor looking at you. It's all science. You know what I mean? Like, they've seen a million junk, a million buttholes, but you just don't want to fart. I mean, they know it. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's just not the right thing to do. Speaking of physical anatomy, I started a new job. And let's just say I'm back in the business of where working out is definitely a top five priorities of my life. It's all I worry about at work now. And you know you're out of shape when you're doing hamstrings and your chest hurts. when you get a cramp in your chest muscle when you're doing your hamstrings, you know you're out of shape. Yeah. And that's
it's so sad to say, but that's all it takes to really work out good and be in shape is just to make yourself sweat and get yourself winded. And really, I mean, how often do you really ever do that when you're just lifting weight? You know, most of the time you sit there forever and you rest and stuff, but you start working out, like you probably got a trainer and stuff and pushing you and getting you these, you know, workouts. Plus you're at a time crunch, you know, trying to squeeze it in.
Oh, yeah. You're booking it.
Yeah, burning.
I don't know how this leads into this next little feature, but if you heard the intro of the show, and which you probably did, that was a little song called You've Got the Touch, as recorded in the film Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights, which was the story of Dirk Diggler. In the movie, Dirk Diggler and Reed Rothschild, John C. Reilly, they developed the characters Brock Landers and Chest Rockwell.
Those are the best names, you know.
Oh, they're the best names ever. They're the best
Like, a whole lot of the movie is based around, like, the names of these people. Like, even whenever Dirk's thinking of his own name, he's like, I saw it in light. And it... Every time I close my eyes, I see the name Dirk Diggler.
And there's light up, and it explodes.
Yeah.
But I wanted to play the song You've Got the Touch. I just think it's awesomely bad, but it's also funny and it's dramatic. So here we go. We're going to hear a little You've Got the Touch, our first music break. So if you're listening to this, you might want to grab a beer, because I think our show's better if you have a buzz. That's probably most of my life. Yeah, or just get wasted.
This show's awesome. If you're wasted, this show is awesome.
Yeah, that's right. All right, here we go. You've Got the Touch.
You got the touch. You got the power. Yeah. After all is said and done, you never walk. We'll be right back.
That was Brock Landers and Reed Rothschild. One of my personal faves. I have the soundtrack for that movie, and that's the last song on CD. It's like a little hidden surprise. You hear all the songs. It's a very 70s film. And all of a sudden, at the very end, you're like, no way. They actually recorded the whole song. You're like, holy crap. Oh, and the thing about that, that was like 4 minutes. There's actually 2 more minutes of just Reed soloing.
I watched that movie today. Like, it was on.
Oh,
I recorded it.
Awesome.
It was on last night, and I got through, like, well, it's a funny story, man, because I'm sitting around the house watching that movie. It was rainy afternoon, and you know, I don't think nothing of it. I got the windows open or whatever. And then I realized that if anybody walked, I got, you know, big TV, you can see it from the window, easy walking by.
Mm-hmm.
Easy walking by the house. I'm thinking, you know, Boogie Nights probably not the movie I want to, like, anybody walking by to look in and see me watching. Not that they'll know it's Boogie Nights, but what if it's on one of the scenes that's, like,
what if
obviously
during the first?
They think I'm watching porn. Yeah, they're like, yeah, this guy's watching porn.
Oh, that's Brent over there. Yeah. Kids are getting out of school, get off the bus. Oh, that's Mr. Childers.
So
what's he watching?
That's a bus that runs right by, man.
Is
that Boogie Nights he's watching? You mentioned that song that sounded very Steel Panther-ish. I was thinking that sounds like, man, Steel Panther should cover that song.
Oh, they should.
Or Richard Cheese. Richard Cheese could cover that song.
She should cover that song.
Oh, he may. What if he already has and you don't even know it?
That would be especially awesome. Let me find my little button here.
Oh, my goodness, Richard Cheese. Oh, wow. It's Richard Cheese.
Hey, okay. So speaking of that movie, actually, no, we're going to cross paths real quick, because the idea behind tonight's show, honestly, was also a little tribute to the film Orgasmo. Now, have you seen Orgasmo recently?
Not recently, but, you know, I've watched it a couple times back in the day. It used to be on regular play on HBO and Skinemax.
Now, if you haven't seen Orgasmo, let me get the music behind me just to kind of really, really show off this film.
You know, like what I was saying, I was on Skinemax. Usually, you know, weeknights, you know, after 11, you get your Skinemax and you can find your Red Shoe Diaries
Red Shoe Diaries. Back when we were youngsters, any Sylvia Crystal movie always meant something.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sylvia Crystal movie. Well,
Ooh, nice. A little Shannon Tweed movie or something. You know?
No, Shannon Tweed, once again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every guy in our age group knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let
me get this plane behind us real quick.
Nice.
All right. This is the Orgasmo theme music. It's called Now You're a Man. All right. If you haven't seen Orgasmo, it's made by the men from South Park, Matt Stone, Ray Parker. They did this before South Park. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Boom.
Makes a man. Is it the power in his hands?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Matt Stone, he's a Mormon, and he goes door to door trying to talk to people about religion. And he ends up getting offered a chance to play the role of Orgasmo in a film. And then chaos happens. The movie becomes the new Titanic, and everyone loves it, but he has to keep a big secret.
But that movie was always in the Sunday night Skinemax. Hey, that's whenever there's nothing good on Skinemax. It's Sunday night.
Sunday night.
You always had orgasm. Yeah. I don't know. It was just like, because it was Sunday, so they wouldn't play like the booby movies or the movies that show, like, you know, they always, but it would have like Orgasmo because it had a little bit in there, you know, a movie about Skinemax movies.
Well, you know, it's Sunday too. They have to keep somewhat respectful level. By the way, I want to mention, welcome Andy. Andy is in the chat room. Yay. I'm so glad he's here. I really am.
Yeah,
we need Andy in the chat room. I have to feel like there's at least one person listening to us.
At least one. Andy, I don't know if you heard earlier, Andy. We had over like 500 listens on the last show. I know you're excited. I mean, 500 people know who you are at least.
They
talk
do.
About you.
Andy. In the chat room.
Be excited.
So, one of my favorite little parts of Orgasmo is that Trey Parker is also in it, obviously. But he plays Dave, the sound guy. Now, Dave has a lot of interesting comments he makes towards Matt Stone's character. Here's just one of them.
can't believe I'm doing this. Hey, you know, you did a good job in there, man.
Thank you.
Did you ever see that movie, Clash of the Titans?
Oh, with the Greek mythology stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a queer or nothing, but I think unicorns are kick-ass.
Unicorns are kick-ass, let's face it. It's funny. Yeah, that's Dave. Dave has several moments like that in the film, and we'll slowly play those as the show progresses. So keep
like
listening.
Opposite of hating. It's the opposite of their hate list and our insults. We're
just
not trying to sound. Oh, yeah, it's love. His love for Orgasmo.
It is. He's just supportive of the guy.
Yeah,
big
similar
fan.
To the sound guy in Boogie Nights.
Scotty.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's character. Oh, yeah, yep. How weird is that guy? I mean,
Scotty's awesome. Scotty, yeah. I don't know. He's kind of that scene stealer, but...
Yeah.
And the first time you're watching it, you're just like, that guy is just... That dude's an awesome actor. It's just, he does the role so well. Uncomfortable? Yes. Very.
Yeah. Yeah, very uncomfortable. Very much so. I don't know, that movie is also a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, which I adore. And I've watched his movies for years and love Magnolia and Punch Drunk Love and all that.
Yeah. Most folks don't know his name, but he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me do a shout-out. I was a co-host on a show at my former school called The Zoo. Check it out sometime. I think the link's under our Facebook page. If you go like our page, you can see The Zoo. But on The Zoo, there was a story about, you know, sometimes mishaps happen with email. Basically, a boss was emailing an employee to say, hey, by the way, I'm letting you go. I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. Well, he accidentally sent it to 13,000 employees. So, can you just imagine, all of a sudden, 13,000 people think they've just been fired.
Yeah.
I don't know about
every employee you have thinks they've just gotten fired, basically.
I'm already an irrational person anyway, but if I knew me and all my friends all got fired too, the things I would probably do are just horrible. Would I burn things down? Yeah. Loot? Heck yes, I'd loot. Maim people? Probably, if I had the opportunity. But the first thing I thought about... Yeah. The first thing I thought about, though, was Natural Born Killers, just because Avengers just came out, and obviously Robert Downey Jr. is in it. And a lot of people don't know about Robert Downey Jr., if you're a youngster, about... You know, he's had a pretty long career, but he's been around. I think the big movie that caught my eye with him years ago was he was Natural Born Killers. He was Wayne Gale. Wayne Gale is a reporter. He's just insane. I just want to play a quick little clip of Wayne Gale because I think it's awesome. Wayne's lost his mind. He's totally on Mickey and Mallory's side now, and he's helping them basically fight the cops.
I'm never coming home. Don't you get it? I'm alive for the first f***ing time in my life. I'm alive. Because I don't love you anymore. I love me. I don't care. Take the rest of the money. It's all yours anyway. And one more thing. You piss off, you c***.
It's good to be with you, Wayne Gale. You do a lot of good for people.
I just left that. That's right. They put a bottle of Dom on ice on it, get some ecstasy. I'm going to come over tonight. I'm going to put a hot pepper up your ass. I love you, me. Me. Me.
It's intense. My favorite part about that whole little speech there is this, though.
Put a hot pepper up your ass. Put a hot pepper up your ass.
One more time.
Put a hot pepper up your ass.
And it's, honestly, when I was younger, I thought, does he mean he really is going to put a hot pepper up some woman's ass? And now I realize he probably means his penis.
His very own hot pepper.
Because why would you put, like, a jalapeno up someone's butt? It'd probably burn really bad. Anyway. One more time, though.
Put a hot pepper up your ass.
Okay, this made me laugh.
He's also like playing the very like the Australian version of Geraldo Rivera. Like he looks like me, except for the accent. That's kind of what he's taking it off of, and it's a classic role.
I've never considered the similarities. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. And really, that movie came out probably in Geraldo's like heyday, whenever he was just super famous, and he would go and get those crazy reports where he would go, remote places, go to prison,
open up
stuff like that.
Al Capone's safe and find nothing.
Yeah.
and get embarrassed on national TV. Yeah. That's awesome. Feel bad for the guy. Hey, you know what? I think we should jump another song. I think it's about that time.
Go for it.
Yeah, you know, why not? Why not?
Yep.
I just
we got to pay tribute. Is this going to be a tribute song?
Yeah, let's do a tribute song to we're going to mention too. I actually really was upset about MCA dying from Beastie Boys. And anyone who
Andy's a huge fan of the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
So,
I want to clear out anyone who thinks we're kind of milking it. They're sadly wrong, because we literally played a Beastie Boys song. I want to say like 6 shows in a row. So we had this clip.
Because I saw you at the checkout line. You dropped your coupons and you were looking fine.
Oh yeah. I mean, there it is. So I'm going to play this a quick little 3-minute song. It's Johnny Rial. And have vinyl. I got the vinyl version of that album also. Huge fan. Andy. Yes, that's why you're in the chat room with us tonight.
Yeah.
Because
he's our fan.
You get us, man. You get us. And this is not anything off License to Ill. I know it's their most popular, but this is off Paul's Boutique, Johnny Rial. Johnny Rial. Awesome. Love it.
Reminiscing about the Beastie Boys. I mean, I agree. You know what? It's funny because, I mean, I'll say straight up right now, I never was like a huge Beastie Boys fan, but
right.
I grew up listening to them because my brother always had them going.
That's cool, man.
So I know it just through him more so than, you know, I would know it on my own, but definitely sad. Hey, that band formed in 1979.
It's crazy, man. I remember going to New York when I was like a little kid there's a family, my cousin who's my age had License to Ill, and I'd never heard of it. I was like, what the heck's this? And I was like, oh, weird. Yeah. That's a long
time ago.
I'm talking almost 30 years ago. It's crazy. But we'll be playing some more Beastie Boys and a little bit later. But let's hear another little bit of wisdom from Dave the Sound Guy.
Well, my ass is actually shaped like a pear.
Hey, Orgasmo!
I'm not Orgasmo, okay? Yeah. You seen Mr. Orbison?
Oh, yeah, I think he's over there someplace or something.
Hey, what do you think of this band?
They're fine.
Yeah, I think they kind of sound like Depeche Mode. You know, I don't sound like a queer or nothing, but I think Depeche Mode is a sweet band. That's nice, dude.
Now, the funny part about that clip, did you hear at the very beginning? There's someone in the background just kind of talking about their body. Here, I'll play it for you again.
Like, yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Well, my ass is actually shaped like a pear. Well, my ass is actually shaped like a pear.
My ass is actually shaped like a pear. I wonder if these conversations actually do take place at porn parties. One more time.
Well, my ass is actually shaped like a pear.
That'd be so funny.
You're giggling to that one, man.
I think it's funny. We were talking earlier about Skinamax and that movie. That movie's funny because if you see it, you're like, ah, okay. If you're like a teenager, yeah. You're like, ah, I bet there'll be some boobs in that. The only nudity are like four different scenes where you see a man's ass. It's just like, what? Aw, man. What? What?
You watch the whole thing. I watched that whole thing.
If you're like, 13 and just looking for some breast, you're like, oh, yeah, look, I watched that whole thing. What the heck?
It's a Daisy Penny catalog. I got to find something.
Then you get older and you realize, oh, the South Park guys. Oh. So it's a... It's kind of funny. Yeah, it makes me giggle. I get a little giggly over Gasm. I think it's a funny movie. back to Boogie Nights. The funny thing about the chest and Brock's character is their movies they made in Boogie Nights were kind of violent, and they were kind of scrutinized for the violence in their movies. But they felt bad about the violence. They interviewed them, and here's a little quote from Brock Landers about how he feels about violence in the porn industry.
Violence? No. What? I mean, if there's a certain amount of, violence or action in this series of films, that's the movie.
If Brock Landers is slick with a gun, he does so only in the vein of good and right. Brock protects the values of the American ideal and fights for causes that instill pride in a society where morals are hard to come by.
Who sent you?
Get the fuck off me, asshole.
Lie still, or I'll punch you in the goddamn face!
Sorry. I did so wrong, but I think it's so funny, though. And all right, and then, of course, Chess Rockwell also feels bad about the violence in her movies.
Amber, I live in this world. I don't like violence any more than you do. Violence is a bad thing. But when you see violence in films, it's, if movies, films caused violence, we'd be able to wipe out violence tomorrow. Boom, no more films. That's fine with me. I'll find something else to do. I'll fuck on my own time. I got other interests. I'm a magician.
John C. Reilly. He's a magician.
What do you do with the evil forces? How do you deal with the evil forces?
I just think it's cool that he'll fuck on his own time.
I also love that movie, like the beginning, when those guys meet and they're getting to know each other.
Oh,
they're like, Clint, man.
Yeah.
He's like, how much can you bench? Oh, you tell me first.
And they're so obviously... And they're, they're lying to each other and they know it.
Yeah.
But it works. It just works.
It's Barry's stepbrothers. You see, because what's the guy's name? It has like the same like variation on the comedy there, where he's just filling up the other guy, trying to fill him out, see what he's got, see what he can handle, and make himself sound better. Yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
Pulls it off. John C. Reilly.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a great actor. But before I forget, I want to mention, I've mentioned this a few times in the shows in the past. The AM station that screwed me over a few while back, they reached out to me recently and asked if I would help them with some music for one of their shows. Yeah. Let me mention, it wasn't the actual manager, but it was someone else who works there. And I'm sorry. But it's just like, what? You guys screwed me over and you want my help now? We gotta go through this real quick.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Yeah, okay. That's for ass face. Once
That's
again.
Awesome. Dude. Yeah, go ahead.
Ass face. Ass face is the guy's name. Station manager. Okay.
Dude, I swear today, it's funny, this ties it all together, man. Well, I was on my Twitter account. I follow multiple porn stars on Twitter, of course, and one of them is Sammy Rhodes, and she tweeted today. She was like, "Some ass face just cut me off in traffic," and I was like, "Awesome!"
You like Sarah Lynn?
Ass face.
Listen to ass face.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Oh, I swear it never gets old. It never gets old.
It does. No.
You know, I just want to play these once because I just think they're so much fun.
I got your boy hanging, you no business born insecure junkyard motherfucker.
Okay, I'm sorry. We had to do it though. Hey,
yeah,
has to happen.
Yeah.
All right, man, we're down 25 minutes. Oh, we're gonna go a little over at night. We're gonna go over at night.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. But I've got to do this because I've just been wanting to play this for weeks now. Last week, Van Halen was in town. Didn't go to the show, but I was a little curious. But, you know, they were in town. So I have the next closest best thing to Van Halen that we can play tonight. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready for this.
I know you are.
It's Richard Cheese! Oh, my goodness!
Second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year? Whoa! Ooh! Teacher, stop that screaming! Teacher, don't you see? Don't wanna be no uptown fool. Maybe I should go to hell, but I'm doing well. Teacher needs to see me after school. Ladies and gentlemen, I brought my pencil. Thank you. Lounge against the machine. Give me something to write on. Oh man, I think the clock is slow. I don't feel tardy. Got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. Bobby's hot for teacher. I've got it bad, so bad. Buddy's hot for teacher. Got it bad, bad, bad. Gordon's hot for teacher. I got it B, A, D. I'm hot for the teacher.
Oh, yeah, Swisher Cheese, once again. Yeah, he's a fixture on the show now. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I love it. You can just about find any, you know, any clip to go along with any topic we have of Richard Cheese, basically.
Oh, dude, I want to mention, too, I got, does that mean Andy's leaving us? Is he leaving?
Oh, no.
It might be he's leaving. Oh, okay. That's cool. Here, I guess you can hear it later. No, he's not leaving. Okay.
Oh,
Andy's back. Okay. Good deal.
We got to be talking to somebody here. You know?
I don't want to play any of my insults. You know what, though? Since you are staying...
Well, my ass is actually shaped like a pear.
There you go. I don't know what that means, but... on that note, let's hear a little more wisdom from Dave, the sound guy.
Wait, is that a new costume, Joe?
No, I think it's the same one we've always used.
Boy, you know, I don't want to sound like a queer or nothing, but I think you've got a really nice ass.
Thanks.
Sure, dude.
While we're listening to that last song,
yeah.
You see Dirk, you know, he's got the karate kick going, which
oh,
I love throughout the whole movie. He's like Mr. Karate. I know, like, that was so popular back then.
Back up, though. It's karate, okay?
Oh, my bad.
Dude,
karate.
I can't even talk about this, but I used to know someone very close to me that would say karate. That's all I'm going to say. They practiced karate, and they talked about having a dojo, and it was kind of funny. Okay, I'm sorry. That's all I'm going to say about it, because they probably will hear
well,
this
just
later.
Like Kenny Powers has his own dojo. Whenever the baby leaves him in this last season, I get my dojo back, set back up.
Oh, the dojo. Yeah, I think we all need a dojo. Yeah. The dojo.
Well, I mean, whenever we were young, I know when I was like, you know, the time this movie came out, we were both like very young kids. Like whenever the setting of the movie is or whatever,
right.
You know, like early 80s or whatever. And karate, kung fu, all that was just huge. I mean, everybody had ninja stars. You know what I mean? I had a karate sweatshirt, I remember, just with a guy
you
kicking
were,
that.
You were really cool if you had Ninja Star. Or if you had nunchucks, you were just automatically awesome.
You could work
with
nunchucks, like, around behind your back and stuff? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I think I tried.
Oh, my goodness, nunchucks. Yeah, you'd be all over.
Nunchucks. Yeah, I'd hurt myself, personally.
I got nunchucks and Ninja Stars.
Exactly. Well, I always remember USA had that Kung Fu Theater on USA. It was like Saturday afternoons. Yeah. I always tell the story. One time I saw that some movie and some guy threw another guy through a tree. Through a tree.
Through.
He went through the tree. There was a big hole in the tree afterwards. He went through the whole thing. It was just insane. And you're just like, wow.
You want to go back and find that clip now. I'm like, I want to see what I saw then. Like, how does it look now? Do the graphics still hold up?
You know, trust me, sir, I've looked. I've looked many times. I've looked really hard at that clip, but I could not find it, and it's upsetting me. Okay, we're down to about 18 minutes. I still feel good, though, rolling right along. If you're listening tonight for the first time, I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. I know I have. High energy. I feel good about tonight's show.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time for another Beastie Boys song. Plus, I want to grab a beer. That's the real reason. Hold on, Andy. I want to say what Andy says now in the chat room. What's the ass slap clip or ass smashed? Well, you got ass smashed. That's funny. Oh, I know what he wants.
Yeah, I know what he wants.
Whoa, you got butt slam!
Is that still catching on at your place of business? Is that people are still
saying
it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's at least one guy saying it. But he knows it. And then we've said it before, and people will recognize it from Family Guy. But I'm trying to get them to learn.
I want to throw out there.
Our version
would
now be, whoa, you got ass smashed.
Yeah, ass smashed. I'll work that for next week's show.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that one.
Yeah, it starts getting a little bit of a fine line of ass smashed and butt slammed. It's full. Yeah. I want to mention Gray Johnson, give him a shout out. His name's Gray Johnson, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gray is pretty much the only person that ever comments on our page, and I want to say I appreciate that very much. We're up to like almost 50 likes, and Gray is pretty much the lone contributor. Well, obviously Andy. Andy gets involved. Gray always comments.
Yeah. He's an Uber fan. We appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. For Gray, we'll give him a growl. There you go, buddy. That's just for you. All right, let's jump into another Beastie Boys song. This song is called Car Thief.
Car
the city slick girls. Right now, I wish I had another half man. You always think you got the token pass.
A Mookie's gonna kick him off the fucking ass.
Try to take what isn't yours like a goddamn rat.
See, I personally, I don't even want to love that.
A bag of elephant tranquilizer.
Because I had to deal with the money hungry miser.
And the king feel cool with my man Rush Rush.
So my teeth fall in the sink when I started to brush.
You'll be doing no standing on the Bowie Coke mirror. My girl acts up, but I pretend that that's a hero. You can't deny me, you always wanna try me. Yo, you're just gonna get your ass.
Homeboy, throw in the towel. Your girl got dick by Ricky Powell.
They got fire soul in the belly.
Like the beat to my rhyme, just kicking.
Space cake cookie.
I discover who I am.
I'm a dusted old bummy, hurdy-gurdy man.
That was Car Thief, Beastie Boys. The album was Paul's Boutique.
Beastie Boys like that smooth Beastie Boys.
Oh, it's good stuff, man. I want to mention a lot of people. Now, this album, they did, it was sampling galore, but they, I mean, they played instruments.
Yeah.
I don't say so much on this album.
Well, they got to start.
But everything after, Check Your Head, all that stuff, they play the instruments. A lot of people don't understand that. I mean, there's respect there. I can't play instruments that well. I mean, I could play the heck out of Rock Band, baby, but that's not
the butt trumpet. The butt trumpet.
Oh, yeah, the butt trumpet. Yeah, that's my specialty. Oh, I want to throw back. I mentioned Gray Johnson. There are numerous people, though, who do like my posts on my regular page sometimes. I don't want to make them feel like I'm dissing them.
Yeah.
But on the actual show page, thank you, Gray Johnson.
Great. You know, it's funny, Gray Johnson, like I was doing the whole, plug-in. I had this porn star name generator thing I was messing with.
Oh, that's
right. You put your name in, and you can generate, like, your porn name. And so I was like, I'm going to try Gray Johnson and see what comes up. Well, Gray Johnson came up as Gray Johnson. I mean, isn't Gray, you are your porn name. Nah, his came up as Slick Spreadem. Slick Spreadem.
Slick Spreadem. I don't.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. Okay. All right. Let's do
There's
this. All right.
Ones, man. I got some good ones. So.
Yeah. Let's. All right. What do? Go ahead. Go crazy. Do some names.
Oh. Okay. Well. Okay. First off, put my name in. My name Brent Childers. Don Jammer. Oh yeah.
Don Jammer.
Don Jammer. Not bad. Yours, not so good. I think it maybe thought you were foreign because I put in your full name. And came out, Conrad came out as Javier Hyman. That's your.
Oh, God. Javier Hyman.
Yeah. Javier the Hyman Wrecker. Yeah.
All right, do Andy's name. Let's do it.
Andy's was Ron Jiggles.
Yeah.
Okay, so I put in my wife's name, Harv, Jennifer Harv. Cindy Lottatang.
Yeah. Hey, do Ron Connors.
Oh, Ron Connors. You know, speaking
our
of Ron Connors.
Yes.
Yeah. I was wondering about him. Like, where'd he go? Was he dead? I mean, was he gone? I didn't know, but I'm glad
I
he's
don't
back.
Know much about Ron. Ron just kind of lends a helping hand here and there. He's a man of mystery. I don't know. He comes and goes.
He's not boozing it on the street. Okay, so his porn name, though, is Sweet Strokem.
Oh, Sweet Strokem. Yeah, Sweet Strokem. I like that.
I don't know if everybody around here gets to listen. Like, before the show, we're on, and there's always this awesome British lady who comes on, tells us how long we have until the show starts.
Three.
So earlier I was typing in British voice lady to see what her point name would be in it. Cindy Nuts.
Cindy Nuts. Cindy Nuts. That definitely calls for us. That's awesome.
Alongside the porn star generator, you got like vampire, mafia, taxi driver name, pet name, Mexican wrestler name. But there's also gangster name. Yeah, it's awesome. Gangster name, but the gangster names are all right. But my gangster name was Swingin' Gope Smuggler.
You no business born insecure junkyard motherfucker!
Swingin' Gope Smuggler!
If I had a quicker version of that, I'd do it every time. That takes too long. Oh, that's funny, man.
And I always heard, like, your porn star name would be the name of your first pet and the street you grew up on. That's kind
I've
of
heard
where
that
you can
before.
Throw it somebody. Yeah, in that case, it would have been Chuck Mealy. And I have a brother and a sister, and we all have our, you know, like, we can't all have the same names. So I just went in order of our pets. So I'm the oldest. I'm Chuck Mealy. My brother, he's the middle. He's Butch Mealy.
Butch
and my
Neely.
Sister, she's Punky Mealy.
Punky so Mealy. See, mine sucks. Mine would have been Sparky Keels. I mean, that sucks. Sparky Keels.
You got to spell it with a K, like K-I-L-L-S.
Sparky
like
Kills.
Sparky Kills, yeah. It's awesome.
What was my name again, my porn name?
Javier Hyman?
Yeah, that's just weird.
That's pretty correct. It's pretty dead on. Yeah,
yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah, I heard about this guy.
You know, embarrassing story about my childhood. We had we had pets. One of our first pets we had two guinea pigs. And you know, I'm a young kid. I don't really know what derogatory words are or racist words are. I'm innocent, you know, and just looking back it's hilarious. One of them was like kind of a white guinea pig and one of them was black. So I named them Whitey and Blackie. True story.
You were not innocent. You were not innocent.
I named the guinea pigs Whitey and Blackie. I mean, what's that all about? I don't know. My parents were, you know, they probably didn't think anything of it. But
probably
I
called
mean,
your parents Whitey. Hey, Whitey.
Hey, Whitey. Hello.
Back off, Whitey.
Now,
back off.
Let's, all right, we're getting towards the end, but we almost forgot the last comment from Dave the Sound Guy. Here it is.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Oh, hi, Dave.
You know, you did a good job in there today, man.
Thanks, man.
Now, I don't want to sound like a queer or nothing, but I'd kind of like to make love to you tonight.
I don't want to sound like a queer or nothing.
Kind of like to make love to you tonight. Yeah, so that, that was, yeah.
Put a hot pepper up your ass.
I mean, there you go. I mean, what else do you need to say?
Poor girl says something bad about somebody or to somebody. They say, I'm not trying to be a bitch or anything, but I'm gonna say something
to be queer or nothing.
For a guy, I'm not gonna try to be queer.
They made love to you this evening.
Okay. Back in the day, the driveway that we lived on off of Neely Store Road was turned into Chipwood Lane. So I guess it would be Chuck Chipwood or Butch Chipwood.
I like Chuck Chipwood. That's
that is
name.
Very good. Andy put that one on the chat room. That's his name right there. Chuck Chipwood.
A 4 and a 3 and a 2 and a 1.
Kick it.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't wanna go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. Man, living at home is such a drag. Now, your mom threw away your best porno mag. Busted. You have to fight for your right to party. You have to fight. Don't step out of this house if that's the clothes you're gonna wear. I'll kick you out of my home if you don't cut that hair. Your mom busted in and said, what's that noise? Oh, mom, you're just jealous. It's the Beast E-Boys. You have to fight for that right to party.
Oh, Richard Cheese, once again.
I love the xylophone solo. Yeah.
You called that. Was that a xylophone solo? Yes, it was.
That was awesome.
Oh. What other bands feature the xylophone solo? Not very many.
Yeah. That even whoops the jazz flute's ass, you know?
Does kick the jazz flute's ass. I think we're ending the show on a good note. High energy? Yes.
Yeah.
This is what we do with this show, folks. We pump ourselves up during the show on air. Do you think it's going well? I think so. Okay.
Think we're awesome enough? Are we awesome enough?
Oh, yeah. It was that awesome.
I don't
want to
sound
queer.
I think you're awesome.
I don't want to sound queer or nothing, but you were really good tonight, Brent.
What is...
You deserve a...
Put a hot pepper up your ass.
Okay. Huh? And, we're going to end tonight's show with the end of Paul's Boutique, the B-Boy, I can't even say what the word is, Baboulez? I'm sure there's a simple way of saying it, but I don't know how it's spelled. I mean, I just don't say it right. Brent, anything else you want to speak of at all tonight?
No, just, you know, not trying to sound queer, but you're awesome. Here,
thanks, man. I really appreciate that. I just want to say this to you.
Well, my ass is actually shaped like a pear.
Yeah, it is.
it actually is shaped like a pear. Actually.
Yeah. It actually is. We're getting out of here, everyone. This was a Fantastic Fantasy Show, show number 32. If you're a big fan, sorry so much for us taking a month off. We'll be back on a pretty regular schedule again. Starting now, because we're back, and damn right we're back.
Skippy straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Back.
I labeled this last clip B-Boy finale. We will once again say we're sorry for MCA's death. It's upsetting. This is a little tribute at the end. Brent, you have a great night, and I'll talk to you in about 15 minutes. That's how it works.
Yeah. Recap action there.
Yeah, we got to recap the show. Anyways, Fantastic Fantasy Show 32, the FFS rides again. This is the conclusion. Good night, everyone, and thank you for listening.
The best in men's clothing. Call Paul's Boutique at Sir Janice. The number is 718-498-1043. That's Paul's Boutique, and they're in Brooklyn.
Place.
Took off a bra.
Took off a pants.
You know what I saw?
Wait, wait, what?
One, two. But about now, I'd like to dedicate a song out to my main homie, Mike D.
All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
Just get on the mic.
Get on the mic, Mike. Let's be real and go clap the issue. The rise of open MC you must listen to. People say that they be missing me and missing you. Get on the mic and let's show them
well,
what we used to.
You say fuck that, yo homes, fuck this. I'm the king at wearing me your dick butt kiss.
One half science
and another half soul.
Nickname my D, not fat, more jelly roll.
Got busy in Frisco, fool around Fresno. Got over on your girlie cause you know she never says
just
no.
Just get on the mic.
Just get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic, Mike.
Well, my D is a special individual.
Pulling out nuts.
And pulling in residuals.
Go to the movies, get the Rolos.
The Jolos, I'm slow and low.
Mike on a mic.
And plus with the solo. Mike, but Stormy don't eat so selfish. Get on the mic, cause you know you eat selfish.
question, then you will get the answer.
Plenty musician. Them know it, but them can't do it.
Fuck you, babe.
Lay it on me now. That's so hard, man.
Yo, I got Chinese.
I got Chinese too. Smoking much food.
I ain't smoking much.
Lay it on me now.
Stop it, buddy.
Here's another one for y'all to peep. It's called M-I-K-E on the M-I-C. See?
I met this girl last night with a peculiar cackle. I laid the bait and she took the tackle. Asked her what to drink after Red Lobster. Now the room is getting around like the blaze of a helicopter. Never met the girl that was too finicky. If the press has a way that they're going to finish me, you might notice you never been to see. If I ain't finished, I'd be called finicky. I said light. Right around town like a raven verb. I'm so high, just call me your highness. So if you don't know me, then pardon my shyness. I live in the village, wherever I go, I walk to. I keep my friends around, so I have someone to talk to. I play my music loud, cause you know it's got clout to it.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.